You know, there's another boy from Oz who's making a splash in the United States, but he's not from Tenterfield. He's from Minto in southwest Sydney. We're talking about the rugby league star Jarryd Hayne, now the gridiron star in the United States, having made it into the 53-man squad of the San Francisco 49ers. Niners, a remarkable feat given he's only played his first American football game a few months ago. Jarryd Hayne's success is now set to raise the profile of the sport in this country. We call it gridiron. And you may be surprised to learn that Australia's first gridiron competition began in 1984. Coach and former player Paul Manera was there from the very start. He now runs school programs teaching the game. Hi, Paul. Welcome to breakfast.
Hello. Good morning.
I didn't know footy's, well, gridiron's been around for that long. First thing, what is the name of the game?
The name of the game, the object of the game?
No, is it gridiron? Is it football?
Well,
is it...
if you're in America, they just call it football. And now, if we said that in Australia, we would just confuse everyone. So, for some reason, a long time ago, Australians started calling the game gridiron. And actually, gridiron in America, that's what they actually call the name of the field. Like in rugby, we call it the paddock. In America, they call it the gridiron because it's marked out with a lot of lines.
Oh, the grid... Iron.
Yes.
What does the Australian gridiron community make of Jarryd Hayne's success?
Very excited. Very happy for him.
Little jealous that since 1984 you haven't produced one of your own, and now it takes a rugby league star to get across there?
We actually have got a guy who's been in the NFL. I guess Jesse Williams got drafted into the NFL, but... No, I don't think there's any jealousy at all. I think there's opportunity, really. That's how we're looking at it.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, at the end of the day, Jarryd was a professional athlete. He could run well. He could change direction well. And, you know, the 49ers, to their credit, have put him in a situation where he can be successful with catching punts in the open field.
So tell me about the game in Australia. Do we play it with the helmets and the pads?
Yes, it's the very first year we played without helmets and pads, but since 1985.
Which, funnily enough, is how the Americans used to do it originally.
Yeah, back in the day. Since 1985, we've been playing in helmets and pads.
Okay, and what, in schools?
No, not in schools. What we do in schools is we offer flag gridiron, which is where they wear flag belts, and instead of tackling them, you pull the flag belt out. Similar to what they do in Oztag, but with obviously American football rules.
And the gridiron competitions, what are they based around, the cities of Australia?
Yes, we have some regional teams as well.
National competition?
Well, we have a national competition every 2 years. We run what's called the AGL, Australian Gridiron League, and what happens there is we form state teams. And so we have New South Wales, you know, South Australia, ACT, Queensland... Western Australia, but the sport is also now being played in Tasmania.
Wow.
And, all over.
Who's the best state?
Ooh, right now the current national champions are Queensland.
Mm.
And we're also playing the game in men's, women's divisions. And also we have Colts divisions, which is for...
The youngies.
Kids aged 15 to 19. And then we have the real youngies, which is what we're doing... with the 8 to 14-year-olds.
Do they wear the helmets?
Yes, they do.
Goodness, is that wise, getting an 8-year-old smashing his helmeted head into another 8-year-old?
Well, we
don't. It happens at home every day at my house.
We don't actually teach the kids to do that. We still teach them to hit with their shoulders.
Which is illegal in rugby league now. You can't... The rules are always changing.
Well, what's illegal in rugby league is the shoulder charge, but to actually tackle with your shoulder and wrap with your arms, that's perfectly legal.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want to keep the head out of all contact, and we install an initiative called Heads Up Football, where we're keeping the head out of the contact, and it's just all, you know, safety. Safety first, you know, I mean, I'm a parent, and I want to make sure my kids are safe when they play sport. So
but the big crisis afflicting the football code in America is the concussion. Now, admittedly, that's at the advanced professional level, but it also tapers down into the lower leagues. Don't they run with their head down, and that's how the style of the game is played there?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, back in the olden days, there could have been some, you know, techniques that probably weren't safe. But ever since, you know, they've had some research on it, USA Football, which is the national governing body for American football in America, is they've got this, you know, I guess, initiative called Heads Up Football. And they're tackling, you know, the head out of contact.
But concussion does remain a problem for the game, doesn't it?
In any contact sport, concussion can be a problem. So you don't have to get concussion by a head-to-head hit contact. You can get concussion simply by running into someone at high speed, and then that the impact of the hit can cause your brain to move around inside your head. And so that's what causes concussion. So it's not necessarily helmet-to-helmet or head-to-head contact.
Yes. Well, you've described gridiron as a form of chess. Explain.
Well, in gridiron, you have you have to match up your strengths against your opponent's weaknesses, and you have to make sure that your opponent's strengths, that you can manage their strengths. But it's also, it's a very strategical game from the perspective that, let's say offensively, you'll have an assortment of plays. So that if the defense is trying to stop you, or take, if they're concentrating too much on stopping one play, you can take advantage of them with another play. And that can be based on how you line up, the formations that you run, and the type of plays that you run, and the strategy that you're using within each of those plays. But also, what you'll find is that there's a lot of nuances and little variations that could be unseen by the average spectator, but obviously the players and coaches know about it. So it's a very, very strategical sport.
And how ambitious are you for Jarrod Hayne? Where do you see him in 5 years?
Well, I don't know. It really depends how he goes this year. I think he's just got to take it, you know, one day at a time. Obviously, he has a great opportunity, and now, you know, he's just got to prove himself. I mean, he's proven himself in the preseason. Now he's got to prove himself, you know, every day when he's out there. Obviously, there's about 5.5 million people playing American football in America, and only about 1,600 of them get to play in the NFL each year. So that's how competitive it is.
That statistic speaks for itself. Thank you, Paul Manera.
Thank you.
Director of Bring It On Sports, a former gridiron player himself and national coach, speaking about the sport in this country.